USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The White House is urging Congress to quickly raise the nation's debt limit to keep the U.S. from defaulting on payments.
Congress must deal with the debt limit and must do so without conditions.
The conditions that White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is referring to include Republican moves to use the debt ceiling as a way to force cuts in social programs. The U.S. expected to hit the borrowing limit on Thursday. President Biden frustrated with his administration's response to the discovery of classified documents in a former private office and in his Delaware home. NBC News reporting the president is also upset with the backlash he's receiving after the documents were found. About a dozen documents were initially found in Biden's private think tank office. Two more batches were found in his Delaware house. A former Republican State House candidate who lost in last year's midterms now implicated in several shootings that targeted Democrats in New Mexico.
Motives unclear, but former Republican State House candidate Solomon Pena is reportedly now accused in connection to a string of shootings targeting the homes of Democratic officials. Police in Albuquerque are accusing him now of hiring at least four men to carry out the attacks. Pena himself is even implicated as a trigger man in one of several shootings which date back to last month. Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller called Pena an election denier. He was also regarded publicly as a Trump supporter. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Southwest Airlines says most customers affected by last month's travel nightmare have received their refunds. 90% of passengers on canceled flights have gotten their money back, according to Southwest. The remaining 10% should be refunded in the next few days. You can expect to see prices continue to rise. That's according to the CEO of one of the world's largest consumer goods companies, Unilever head Alan Jope, made the comments during an interview at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. He said the market may be at peak inflation, probably not at peak prices. This is USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra, loss, class less.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
If you're delaying medical treatment due to its high cost, you're not alone. 38% of respondents to a new Gallup poll said they postponed undergoing a medical treatment in 2022 because of the high cost of health care. That's a 12-point increase from 2021. China's population is decreasing for the first time in 60 years. China's National Bureau of Statistics reported an 850,000 person decrease, China also facing a record low birth rate of 6.77 per thousand. The Cowboys advanced to the divisional round.
Dak Prescott threw for 305 yards and four touchdowns as the Cowboys beat the Buccaneers 31-14 in the NFC wildcard game round in Tampa. The Cowboys didn't let up as they advanced to face the 49ers in the divisional round. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott and believing in himself.
Yeah, that's, as I said, the confidence that I've gotten myself, that I've gained over the years, the confidence I've gotten these receivers and the guys I'm throwing it to, I'm not going to allow that to change the way that I play this game and the way that we stay aggressive on offense.
Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady and the team not playing well.
They played pretty good. You know, they played good defensively and put a lot of pressure on us, and we just couldn't make enough plays. So it's kind of typically the way we played all year, just inefficient in the passing game and not very good in the run game. So, you know, it's hard to beat good teams like that.
I'm Julio Flores.
Actress Sally Field is set to receive the SAG Lifetime Achievement Award next month. Field will be the 58th recipient of the Guild's highest honor that has gone to the likes of Betty White, Robert De Niro, and Helen Mirren. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.